Log Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Valerie and Angela, and I think Angela is on with me. Angela, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. And so we just wanted to welcome everyone to our Tweaking Your Vibrations Blog Talk Radio Show with Angela and Valerie, coming to you live from Tennessee and Louisiana this March 29th at 2 p.m. Central. This is our introductory call that shares a bit about who we are, how we met, and why we decided to create a Blog Talk Radio Show together. We'll also be sharing some of the future topics that begin in April of 2009. So we thank you for coming on, and we're just going to continue this introductory call, and we're going to start with Angela. So Angela, share a little bit about who you are and why you wanted to create these Blog Talk Radio shows.
to begin with, I was born and raised in a little town called Lafayette, Louisiana. At a really young age, I realized how sensitive I was to my environment, which it was a hard time because my mother and my biological father split up when I was really young, about 3 or 4, and my mom's boyfriend moved into the home really quickly, and I began to realize then that I was really sensitive to what was going on around me, and it was kind of a major turning point in my life. Affected my school years, my middle school years. I started to become very rebellious. I hated rules and regulations. That kind of empowered me in a way, because fast forward to my relationship with my kid's father, I began to realize then at around age 29 that we did not belong together. Something didn't seem right. We were growing in separate directions. So I split up. We split up, and I decided to go back to college. Had a full-time schedule at 15 hours. Drove 60 miles to and from school every Tuesday and Thursday and every day for the summertime. Kids were really little, one in kindergarten, one in daycare. So I had a pretty busy schedule.
That sounds like it.
I was really busy, but I enjoyed it because it was something that I knew I had to do. And my last semester in school, I had a 4.0, graduated with a degree in criminal justice and a minor in English. And immediately after, I began working for the state of Louisiana in one of their departments, and I worked for the litigation department for a while, and I got promoted to the human resources office, which was a really trying time for me, and that was my wake-up moment, because I realized that how different I was and how there was a lot going on that I was showing up for myself when other people weren't, and I just wasn't in the right place. I was in that office, and the people in the office just were in different places, and it wasn't clicking. So I was released from that position, and which was a good thing, but I was still kind of in that place where, what do you do now? Where do you go? I knew what I wanted to do. I had a passion for empowering people, but I just didn't know how to go about it. And then I checked my email, and I had an email that was inviting me to join this online community called Powerful Intentions. And
thank goodness for the email.
Yeah, I know, because thank goodness at that time for me, because I had stopped. I didn't pay too much attention to emails, and I wasn't on the computer a lot. But that day, I decided to get on, and I checked it, and I joined, which was unusual for me because I have not been able to keep up with an online community for more than a week. I usually let go, but that community it helped me grow, and that's where I started understanding the law of attraction and how even before I knew what the law of attraction was, it was already it was already working for me in my life, whether it was positive or negatively, it was already working. I still have a page of that community, and I had a dream group where I was doing dream interpretations at, and I began to be really good at it. I started with myself a year or two before then, but I was really good at it, and so I started my own website. It's at www.dreamweaver96.blogspot.com. And if you go there, you could post your dream interpretations, send them to me, and by email I will send you an answer back. So I really love that. I love that ability to be able to show people what their dreams are trying to tell them in their waking life, because it's so important. You know, we never pay attention to that. You know, we think, oh, you know, it's a weird dream. But, you know, dreams are really a way to help us move forward in our lives.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Angela, because she actually did a dream interpretation not too long ago for me, and what was interesting was it was a confirmation of a couple past dreams I had, and it made the dream a lot easier to understand. I really loved it, and so she's got a gift, and I'd say this is definitely one of the areas she's most passionate with.
thank you. Yeah, I really am. I love helping people decipher their dreams. But it was a funny thing too, because also that was where I met Val on TI, and we were members of a group, and I would read her stuff all the time, and I came to the conclusion that I was reading about someone who actually walked in truth themselves, like I did. And it was really, I had never run into that before. And we both had that in common. We both, when we say something, we mean what we say. And neither one of us are afraid to go there with each other. And I didn't recognize how significant that was until we started talking on the phone a lot. It was like every day. I think the only time that we haven't talked on the phone every day was when you went to vacation. I think that's it.
Yeah, probably.
And that was hard for me, because I was like, Val, what happened to her? She's gone. But one day she called me, and she had this idea, a business opportunity idea, and immediately I knew, okay, that's it. I'm in the right place, and it's with the right person, because again, law of attraction working, I had asked for this. And a couple of people showed up before Val, but it just didn't feel right. Something didn't feel right about it. You know, I was trying with them, but it just didn't feel right. But with Val, it felt right. It clicked. It made sense to me, and I was like, okay, good. But, you know, we had these ideas on a book and, you know, some other things, and It just clicked for both of us. So, okay,
yeah,
Val.
Yeah, very hot.
Your turn, Val.
Time to talk. Well, I just like, you know, what Angela was saying, I met her about 6 months ago on a forum on online community that Powerful Intentions, which I co-founded with about 12 other people 5 years ago. And just within a short period of time, it really became clear to me she got stuff going on behind the scenes. She understood energy behind words, and that fascinated me. So we started private messaging about, you know, the commonalities that I kept seeing in some of her posts. And I realized not a lot of people had that kind of sensitivity. And so it was fun to be able to connect to somebody that got the stuff that I was getting, and it just... The more that I got to learn about her, I felt like it was my twin at birth that kind of got separated and went somewhere else. But for me, it was later in my life that I learned that I was kind of an intuitive empath. And energetically, it felt like I was in a busy intersection, and I read a lot of stuff, and I didn't know what was mine and what was someone else's. And since I've been seeking understanding about energy, I realize that we do have the power to create our realities. And some of us do it consciously, and some of us do it unconsciously. So in seeking that deeper truth, I began to start putting that to practice. And, you know, the more and more that I get better at it, the easier things come. And so just like Law of Attraction with business partners, Angela shows up. And because we're energy so similar, it's been a really fun ride to start coming up with things that we can play with. Now the introduction with the Blog Talk Radio, in addition to us collaborating on book resources, we thought this Blog Talk would be really fun to talk about a lot of eclectic stuff, you know, sharing the way that we see the world. It's kind of like Alice in Universe Land meets the Wizard of Manifestation of Ease and Fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just wanted to start talking about what we've seen in relationships with people, what we see behind the scenes, some of the wisdom we've experienced in making bigger changes in our life, even when other people were not comfortable with us making these decisions. That was a big one. A lot of times when you want to expand, that I've learned, not everyone is ready for you to go there because
no.
It puts a spotlight on where they're not expanding.
Yeah.
And, you know, so Angela, I thought, well, we're in this expansion together and, you know, we can definitely relate to when people are not ready for us to show up for ourselves or expand. And we also are looking to empower other people in our relationships. People tell us stuff that they don't tell other people. They feel free enough to be themselves. And so in our own personal and united way, we want to help empower people to do that. So some of the topics that we're going to be discussing starting in April is effective communication, metaphysical stuff like twin flames and soulmates. We always are fascinated about the energies of people coming together and feeling like they've, you know, been all the way to the point of when they've been originally created, that they're with these people. Law of Attraction spotlights, we're going to interview people that we know that live with Law of Attraction and they live in ease and peace and fun and life, and they just love their life, and we want to showcase them because they've been very inspiring to both of our lives. We might want to talk a little bit about metaphysical astrology, dream translations, as Angela does. We love movies. We found that we're big movie buffs,
oh,
so we're gonna bring up movie madnesses and reviews and talk about the characters because, you know, we always see the metaphors behind the characters' lives and how they can relate, and we have a lot of fun about that already now, so you'll get a peek inside that. And then the biggest thing is about news around the world that's happy, lighthearted. The media's inundating us in the world about what's not working. And there's a lot of changes going on in people's lives. And
yes.
we feel like part of that is maybe they can get a second chance at finding the passions, at opening the doors that they can live their dreams this time. And
mm-hmm.
it's never too late. I mean, there's
never.
So many people that started in the middle of their life. And so, you know, enough is enough. We want to bring on the courage and the strength it takes to transition your life into one that you really want and desire to live. So we'll begin with a couple shows a month on Sundays around 2 o'clock. Thank you. And we also want to talk about our universe being sunny, 75 degrees, and in our world, it's just that easy. We hope that you'll join us on these calls, and we'll be sending out the invites to them, and they'll be posted on our Facebook and our PI pages and some of our other places. We hope that if you have any feedback that you'd like to listen to some calls, please bring that too.
Oh, please, yes.
You can email us at tweakingyourvibrations@gmail.com. Again, tweakingyourvibrations@gmail.com. We really appreciate you. And we appreciate us, too, because it took us a lot of courage to come on here and start little talk show. We found out that time flies when you're having fun. So thanks a lot, everyone. We so appreciate it. Come join us again, and see you next time.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay.